step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This is your SonaCast.
SonaCast time with you folks. It's your girl, Sana. What's up?
I'm chewing these watermelon seeds right now. DC is chilling. What's
you
up?
You got that Taco Bell slushy joint. I see you.
Kind of rocking.
We'll make it happen. You play it fighting the Jeep is.
Didn't bring one for everybody, but you know.
It's all good.
I'll just have to live through you as you chomp over there.
Right.
We're going to talk about a meme today that me and G-Biz got into it over in the studio during the show. We do the morning show on KMEL. If you didn't know, you can lock in with us on the free iHeartRadio app. Just go ahead and click on KMEL and you'll have the Sonic G morning show there. But so it basically read, it started from a girl's tweet that said, women F who they want, men F who they can. Remember that. And it had social media going crazy. And then some cat comes back and responds, men marry who they want. Women marry who they can, if they can. Remember that. So now it's been like going back and forth with men and women about the arguments about the situation. And my comments to Biz were, I guess when it comes to the sex thing, it's like y'all have to wait for us to say okay for it to even go down. So that was my take on what she was saying.
It's not about her saying okay. Sana, we both have to say okay. So yes, I say that sounds like consent. Now we having a conversation about consent. Yes, women, you do have to say I am okay with you coming into me sexually. We can have this experience together. The same way that a man has to say, listen, woman, I find your company good, great. Then, you know, let me put my soul on you for tonight. Like Justin Timberlake said, you know, we both need consent, Sana.
Yes, but I think her point is you could chase two women for years and you'll never have the sex that you want because she's like, nah, bruh, it's not going down. So what are you going to do? Go out and have sex with what another woman that's going to let you do it. Whereas that the woman that you're chasing is okay not messing around with nobody. You know what I'm saying?
And my simple response to that was, D, do you have women who want to get down with you?
Of course.
Who you have not messed with simply off of your own choice?
Yes, absolutely. Like, I understand where the...
You're talking about aesthetics now. You're talking what? About looks and whatnot, because he's a picky motherfucker.
I'm talking about him. He's a man who makes a decision on whether he wants to be with the woman or not. It's simple.
You're going a bunch of side lanes.
No, you're breaking it off into pieces. Listen, I understand both of the positions that are being made here.
What?
One is, yes, women do have a higher amount to kind of choose from and decide so they can be like very overall picky, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas sometimes, and some men specifically, you know, they gonna go after the wildebeest because the wildebeest is willing to go ahead and give them a little nookie or
Facts.
Whatnot. And I understand that. I do also look at it in the way that Biz does, which is, you know, we both have to say that we're down with this, so don't make it like you doing me a favor by
right.
you know
exactly.
by allowing you know this situation for us to come together in that way.
Yeah,
like you're not doing me a favor.
What I pulled away from the original tweet from the girl was, ladies, cherish your stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because men are gonna go out there and they're gonna get theirs. If it's not from you because you won't give it up and you want to stay to yourself and protect your goodies, whether you're waiting till marriage, shout out to the homie Alicia, or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? That's fine. But remember, these men are going to go out there and get them some pussy.
Now, from your perspective, saying it like that, Sana G, I absolutely agree with you. However, let's keep it real. That meme was not that. It was a hard stunt.
It was.
I mean,
it was a hard stunt.
It's the, you know, the message is in the eyes of the reader. So that's what I pulled away from it. Although I do also agree with what the dude was saying. He was like, yo, we marry who we want. Y'all marry who you can. And that's why all these websites and whatever are so successful. Y'all didn't fall in love in a week. sending emails to each other on Cupid or whatever it was. Like, y'all are looking for marriage, both of y'all in the situation, because, you know, it takes two. But, you know, men will mess around with these chicks that they're going to go F because you won't. But they're going to want to marry you, though. So, again, it comes back to ladies, respect your stuff. Because you're running shit. You're the one that gives the key. You're the one that can, you know, predict whether you're going to get married or not. And not just over sex, but how you carry yourself in general. Protect your stuff.
What?
Yeah.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. Yes, ladies, protect your stuff. That is your jewel, your diamond, your crown queen. Hold on to your yoni with all of the highest esteem. But what I also will say is, Sada, do we really need more empowering things that just separate us? Like, I mean, I understand like where this is going, but to me, when the brother responded, only thing that came out of it was separation. Yes, in the comments, you start having ladies talking about, well, remember, I gotta get asked to get married anyway. I could say no. And then you got brothers going all the way down the timeline. Taking things personal. Women going back and forth. Now they talk about baby mamas, baby daddies. Let me read you just one of these. So somebody said, typical modern woman, stupid enough to think that men are just out here competing with you. Like, we give a damn about your pencil pusher job. Ooh. Or degrees or resumes.
Yeah.
Projecting onto yourself what you want from a man. Thinking that we're attracted to the same. Keep it up, though. You'll end up lonely and empty.
I mean, it went back and forth into a bashing session. And again, the message is in the eyes of the reader. Like, I'm trying to pull out something positive from it. And like, I didn't feel any need to go in there and start bashing men and the whole situation. I just put my take on it and myself in my mind. Mm-hmm. I didn't waste my time to get on a keyboard. Gotcha. and share it on Shade Room. Mm-hmm. But one of these chicks was just like, talking about abortions. Do you have that one pulled up?
No.
She said something like, men abort the babies they don't want.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what is happening?
Oh my God.
Y'all are just putting your whole entire business in bitter past on the Shade Room comment section on Instagram. Y'all just are crazy.
Because the internet is always going to figure out some way to devolve into just like a puddle of ridiculousness.
Bullshit.
Always. But like, how jaded are you to want to dive on there and start talking about all of that? Look, man, okay? I agree with the sister, even when she said that women are the ones who get proposed to. Yes, generally, we still have to ask these ladies if they want to marry us.
I mean, women propose to sometimes.
Sometimes, very rare.
No.
Shout out to Chrissy. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Her and Jimmy still look happy.
Okay.
But what I will say is that generally, yes, the man is the one proposing and asking this question to a woman. But I mean, let's be honest. Out of all of my friends and folks that I know who are married, they got a pretty good nudge on the back end. Wasn't nobody ready to break a knee.
For sure.
Like, oh, I can't wait to just... No, he's nudged towards that. So really, who's pushing the narrative?
I got a couple homies who have proposed because they really, really, really wanted to be like with that woman, and that's, you know,
true.
That is their end all be all. And then I got a couple homies who I know for a fact, she told that Negro, listen, you know what you about to do?
Right.
We got X amount of time. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do what you got to do in that period of time, guess what? I'm out this thing.
Well, okay. Boom.
So y'all gonna get me fired up.
Well, that's what
it is. That's a nudge.
I'm saying
it.
That's what it is.
I agree.
So, yes, she was still asked, but she showed up, pushed him into that damn position. Go ahead and break the knee down. But, hey, ladies, if you need more empowerment, you run it all the way around.
I agree. So. And I will say this. Women do what they feel they need to do.
Oh, for sure.
And y'all simple motherfuckers can't even pick up your dirty drawers off the floor at your house, much less know when it's time to go ahead and put a ring on the finger. Otherwise, your pussy line is going to get cut off. And I'm not going to continue to pick up your dirty drawers and clean them. Take care of your kids, the bills, and everything else. I've been acting like a wife. Let's make it fucking official. Since you don't know and y'all fight it. Like, propose for not for every man, because I know plenty of dudes that was like planned a special thing. It was all them. The girl had no idea, wasn't even tripping off marriage or whatever. But of course, she's in love. They're in love. So of course, she said yes. And they're happy couples too. So there's different types. You know what I'm saying? You can't umbrella an entire human race. But I get what you're saying. There are women that push. But again, we do what we feel needs to be done. Y'all don't get the clues. You don't understand what I'm talking about. Okay, I'm about to cut the fuck out if you don't do what you need to do. And unfortunately, that's just their life. I don't want a proposal like that. I'm not going to be like, yo, you got to marry me or I'm going to bounce. I'll just leave. But that's me. Again, you can't umbrella everybody. True. But I get the females that y'all are talking about. They definitely do exist. Shout out to you, girl. You know what I'm saying? You got a simpleton on your hands. It's fine.
Well, it sounds like women fuck and marry whoever they want. That's
we got the key. We got the key. You're not paying attention?
Moral of the story.
Technically, you got the lock.
So men don't apparently marry who they want either. Y'all marry who the hell we tell you to marry.
Man, I mean.
We got the key, ladies.
Some folks.
Protect your stuff.
Can't win for losing.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. It's a real thing. So we're going to follow this up. We're going to make this one brief, though, because we got Travis Scott calling in. So that'll probably be the next podcast. So make sure you go ahead and click that subscribe button and rock with your folks. Sonicast, we do it all the time. Of course, we do rock the radio, too, Monday through Friday, right there in the Bay on KMEL. So subscribe and tune in.
Check out your folks, man. We be in this thing every single morning. You can listen live, too.
Yes, tap in 106.1 FM over there on your radio dial or that iHeartRadio app, 106 KMEL.
One more time.
106 KMEL.
We'll holla.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.